Lively Stones Meditations for 28th February 2023. God's 500 Measure. Reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verses 41 to 43. These, recorded by name, came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tents and the Maonites who were found there, and utterly destroyed them, as it is to this day. So they dwelt in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir, having as their captains Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. And they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there to this day. In the numerology of Scripture, what does our Lord's 500 measure tell us? And does it matter? I believe that it matters if we hope to understand in fullness what the Lord is saying to us. Scripture shows us the plan of God in a myriad of ways, confirming and reinforcing the truth of what we believe and opening new vistas of revelation. One of these ways is through numbers. And as a dear man of God once told me many years ago, the numbers always add up. God's creation has a base of mathematical perfection. In Ezekiel 2, which is quoted below, 500 reveals the outer dimensions of the temple as shown to Ezekiel by God. In 1 Chronicles, we are shown Simeon's 500 men defeating the Amalekites. So what is the significance of 500? The 500 men of the sons of Simeon defeated the Amalekites at Mount Seir, their leaders being four sons of Ishi, whose names mean "He saves me." His sons' names are all related to this, revealing God gives strength, he heals, and delivers his servant. When you know that Simeon also means hearing, we can see the spiritual background to this defeat of the valley-dwelling Amalekites, whose hearts thus focus east earthward instead of heavenward, revealing their antipathy to God. The 500 men of the tribe of Simeon who had hearing and understanding triumphed over the godless Amalekites at the mountain of the Seir. Mount Seir translates as the high place of the hairy he-goat, from a word meaning rough, devil, goat, satyr, or demon. Following this interpretive line, 5 is usually seen as referring to God's grace or his redemption. And 100 can be understood to mean children of the promise, or children of the harvest, or descendants of Abraham. See Genesis 17, verse 17. In short, it shows us the church of Jesus Christ. So when we look to Ezekiel's God-given measurements for the outer dimensions of his temple built without hands, we are given the revelation that each side is 500 by 500, four square in any direction, forming a perfect cube. The numbers representing the Church of Jesus Christ, a church where every member was a captive, but now redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The Lord is building his church, and we must not be cast down by the state of things that we see around us. Rest assured, our God will have his way. Hallelujah. Meditate on these things. Ezekiel 42, verses 15 to 20. Now, when he had finished measuring the inner temple, he brought me out through the gateway that faces towards the east and measured it all around. He measured the east side with the measuring rod, 500 rods by the measuring rod all around. He measured the north side, 500 rods by the measuring rod all around. He measured the south side, 500 rods by the measuring rod. He came around to the west side and measured 500 rods by the measuring rod. He measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long and 500 wide, to separate the holy areas from the common. Finally, prayer requires honesty. To be consciously desirous of anything but that one thing is to be off the main track. The Holy Spirit is transparent honesty. From He Shall Glorify Me by Oswald Chambers.